Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, we all know that Las Vegas is an adult play art, which makes sense. The tagline is, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Wrong. On today's show, we're going to talk about the variety of ways that you could leave Las Vegas needing a lawyer. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast, where you're about to learn why every other billboard in this town is for a lawyer. Let's get started.
It's true. Chicka-chicka.
Nice. Glenn Lerner is a play to being gold in 7-7.
Nice sunset.
Living in Las Vegas.
Shot.
Starts now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm quite the video guy.
You've done it before.
I have done it before.
I love the Aztec in Casino.
And I was acquitted.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yes, yes, baby.
Woo-hoo, that's us. We're living in.
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Just came out of the bathroom.
Mr. Scott Whitney. And welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Push the right button. Take that, meme.
You're one for one. Keep it going.
That's right, baby. And by the way, if I might, just take a moment and congratulate you, the audience.
Oh.
Why? Well, you're watching.
Because you're smart.
You're smart.
Yeah.
And you are either watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
right here in Las Vegas.
That's right. And by the way, these two beautiful men here, apparently I'm wearing pajamas.
Yeah, I like that shirt though. It's, you know, the weather's very nice. Coconut Island over there. Jack's Brew O'Neill.
First time I looked at it, I thought, well, I'm in my PJs. Anyways, these
Teal
two.
Finn Brew.
These two crazy kids here have lived in Las Vegas for 30.
A lot.
Thousand years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you about our adventures on the Strip and Fremont Street.
This is my 20th.
20th year?
Yeah.
That's right. That's why we're 30 plus years. I understand math.
Yeah, I just didn't realize I'm celebrating my 20th year in Las Vegas.
Is it a requirement for you to introduce me or to interrupt me while I'm doing this?
Typically,
one part?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, just want to know.
I just want to be consistent.
Just trying to understand the ground rules. Want to know what I'm in for. Just that I'm trying to do this and get through it because people don't want to hear this opening shit. They just want to get to the stuff.
True.
All right. Anyways,
I do.
Tell you cool stuff. And if you're a visitor or if you're a tourist, you're a fan of the city, this show is like your very own secret handshake to all things groovy and happening here. We are live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Join us in the live chat. Be a part of the fun. It's awesome. Nicest people. We get new people here every week. And when they do so, their things get bigger if they want it, or they lose weight if they do that. Either way, it's a magical place, the live chat. And the beautiful... Shit, I don't know. Sometimes you just got to make this stuff up as
okay.
You go. Hey, I am your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches, and how you doing, hot stuff? I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network, have been an online broadcaster for, about 4,000 years. But I'm not here alone today. Clearly, couldn't be interrupted unless I had somebody with me. And guess what I do? I am joined by RQS. I'm joined by Drinky Pants. He is the managing partner of KSHP Radio. Everybody knows him as Brett Grant, everybody. That's right. And that's when you heard angels sing, hallelujah, he's not going to interrupt. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. I knew I could make you make noise.
Am I allowed to speak?
You are, of course.
I'm sorry.
Hey, today's...
But you actually pointed at me.
About
30,000 years. And I said, hey, it's my 20th year. So it just kind of popped in my head.
And then you kept going.
Well, it wasn't that long.
You know, we should give you a nickname that talks about those stories that you tell. That they sound like they might be real quick stories.
Oh.
But in fact, that's where that nickname came from.
Yeah.
Because you are a chitty chitty chat chat.
That was only like, six words.
Chitty chitty chat.
Chitty chitty chat chat.
That is you. Oh. Okay. Hey, over under.
Maybe the Grammys could do that next year. Over under would
be any worse than what happened last night.
Yeah, I'll stick to our range. We're typically in that 86 and a half range. So we were a little quick last week. Mm. I know we let down some folks last week.
No, I don't think we let anybody down. There are many people saying, thank God that those blather mouths, tickety-chickety-chat. Oh, you, chitty-chitty-chat-chat, chitty-chitty-chat-chat, that is you. Hey, new in the live chat, Les Vegas. Las Vegas? No, Les Vegas. Her name is Leslie. She's a lovely gal. She comes from Michigan, a longtime viewer of the Living in Las Vegas and Vegas Video Network. Long time meaning she has been watching us on Roku for apparently 1 year.
Awesome.
She doesn't know that I've actually been doing this show for 10 years. She actually said she didn't give a shit about me for the first 9 years.
No, she thought the show dramatically improved when Brett came on.
Leslie is, in a word, mean-spirited, kind of harsh, kind of evil. She's pretty enough, and that's what gets her through life.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
Quite cruel to those of us in the live chat. But we still are happy that she's here. She's going to be moving to Vegas in October. When she does come to Vegas, we're going to welcome her with a restraining order. We're going to ask that she not stay anywhere near us. Not a super restrictive restraining order. I'm thinking 50.
Miles.
60 miles.
So she'd be like in Mesquite.
Yeah. By the way, I recommend Pahrump.
Yeah, that's about 60. So
fair enough.
Close enough. Hey, what are we talking about today, Scott?
So, hey, you know what? This is a public announcement, if you will. We're going to be talking about how to leave Las Vegas needing a lawyer.
Needing a lawyer.
Yeah. What do you do so when you're getting on the plane, you're not thinking, wow, I had a pretty good time. You're thinking,
oh my God, I'm
going to need a lawyer because I did some bad things. Now, we've all heard the term, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That, of course, is a lie, as we looked at last week with our friends Phil and Chloe, who thought having sex was a good idea. And Phil and Chloe now are extremely famous. And it's because, in fact, things happened here and then left the entire world.
Social media.
Oh, yeah. So what we're going to talk about is here are some of the behaviors that you may want to avoid because the types of lawyers that you'll be dealing with are as follows. Now, we'll start with the easy stuff first. We'll begin with your simple moving violation.
If you're driving.
You're driving. Or if you're a fast answer, then come on in, Leslie. Come on in, baby. We want to see you shake that thing. Shake
your moneymaker.
Shake your bone maker. All right. So moving violations. Now, here's the scoop on this. Don't drive. Simple enough. Here's why. I'm not saying this because you might get arrested. Because the worst drivers that you're ever going to meet are likely here in Las Vegas. Now, I had the opportunity to be down in Southern California this last weekend. And I will tell you, that was my training ground for driving. And it was, in fact, the same as it was before. There's a reason why people shoot each other in the freeways down there. It's because they drive like shit.
Yeah.
However, they're talented, scary drivers in Southern California. They're good at it. They're like, NASCAR racers. You're edging and you're like, hey, that seems freaked out. They do
you're
it
right.
all the time.
It always scares me with the motorcycle guys.
Oh, because
I'm thinking, I just want to open my door. But yeah, I think at some point they're just not going to squeeze in between that semi and that little pickup truck with the 45 Mexicans in the back going to do some landscape work.
We saw guys splitting lanes against the car, and next to him was one of those cement barriers.
Yeah.
He was splitting that lane.
Wow.
Which means which is not a lane. I'm like, Jesus, man. Melissa was like, hey, that doesn't seem like a good idea. Well, it's not, but what am I going to do? But so in Southern California, when you're seeing people drive crazy, they're good at it. That's my training grounds, I should know.
I got stuck behind four really bad drivers on the way here tonight.
Boom. Here, they're everywhere. They're like those little things in Star Trek where you put water on them and they get more of them. Meebles, wobbles, whatever those things were called. They just grow and they keep growing and they keep growing and they keep growing. So I'm saying don't drive because those people are idiots. Oh, by the way, there's a good chance you'll get popped for speeding as well. We got to make our quota. Make that quota.
So now, for the most part, though, the Metro, the motorcycle cops are the ones that are with the radar guns. Hmm. The regular police officers in the cars don't typically have radar guns.
No.
Just so you know.
Oh, good to know.
So when you come upon a speed trap, most of the time, you're looking, it's a motorcycle cop. Or there's a tandem of them.
Yeah, 215.
Right.
A lot of them
are 215. Where they're pulling people over multiple times.
Now, most of the billboards that you see with lawyers are either immigration or to get you out of tickets. Now, the truth is, it's $50 and get you out of a ticket. And that's actually what it costs.
It's a little more.
Eh, okay, okay, 70, whatever.
Say it's not very much. Bucks.
$100, okay. That's no big deal. But that's the problem with that is that is your what's it called when you take a small drug and it gets you to a bigger drug?
Yeah, gateway.
It's a gateway drug. Yeah. It's a gateway violation.
Okay. All right?
I don't want you to have the gateway violation of a moving violation. Why? Because now it leads to, well, poor decisions.
Bigger ones.
Let's begin with gambling. You may have not have known this here, but there is gambling here in Las Vegas.
There is?
It's brand new. It's just starting. I think it'll take off.
Wow.
And we've seen this happen in real. This is really happening to people. First, you can gamble everything. I mean everything. So guess what kind of lawyer you need?
A bankruptcy lawyer.
Bankruptcy lawyer. That's right. Do you think there are any bankruptcy lawyers here in Las Vegas?
There's a few.
There's a few hundred. Why do you suppose that is? My guess is part of it has to do with they either bought here in 2008,
yeah,
and that didn't go well, or they spent money that they did not have, probably gambling. Speaking of gambling, there's another thing that happens a little, well, it feels a little less severe than bankruptcy, and that's debt collecting. There's two kinds. There's a lawyer who might send a letter from Wynn and say, "Dear Mr. Smith, you owe us $125,000. We certainly would like for you to pay for that."
Yeah, your marker is come due.
Yes. Yeah. That is the lawyer you actually want to hear from, because the alternative to that is a guy named Jimmy Two G's.
Yeah, exactly. He's knocking on your door.
And Jimmy Two G's has that kind of a sweet, well-educated accent. And you will give him those 125 or 2 G's, or your life gets pretty, pretty crappy. So watch your money here. Have a budget if you're a visitor, because there literally have been people who've come here as a tourist and have come out of here with no money.
Well, the biggest thing is if you go and a couple of things. You want to go to one of those payday loan things and get a crazy
368%
loan.
368% interest.
Yeah, or you go to the cashier's cage and with your credit card and you get a cash advance on your credit card,
yep,
which is,
yep,
a very large thing. And then, of course, if you're drinking at the same time, you tend to take I want to take 200, not 20,000.
Right.
A couple of extra zeros on there.
Right.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, it gave me the money.
Okay, keep
and
your
you can
gambling
lose that
in
very
charge.
Quickly.
Now, before, did you ever come to Vegas before you moved here?
Oh, sure.
And did you gamble?
Yeah.
Did you have a budget?
Sure.
Do you remember what it was?
Well, when I was poor, it was about $100 a day.
Yeah.
And I realized that was about $1,000 too little every day. So so I had to up my budget.
Oh.
Or win, one of the two. I tried to keep it. If you're here for the weekend, I tried to make it about $500. But I was 21, 22 years old. And I was also 19, what is that? 1988, 89, a lot different. So
yeah, I think we were about...
When you come here as an adult, it's a little different.
I think when we came here, this is like in 2001, 2002, that time frame-ish. I think we were about three-day weekend, $600,
$700
in gambling. That was kind of basically $200 a day kind of thing. Basically, we were doing quarters and just, you know, that kind of stuff. But guess what? No bankruptcy, nobody named Jimmy Two G's trying to get my money.
Right.
All right, now, bad boy,
what you, what you gonna do, bad boy, bad boy.
What you gonna
do? That's the problem. A lot of things now make you a bad boy, bad boy. A simple little fight that would have been, hey, you push somebody, hey, what do you do? You push your back, now you got assault.
Personal injury all of a sudden because you hit somebody.
Right.
By the way, when we did the story about
your lady.
Yeah, well, guess what? Careful with that. And this is serious business. So remember I told you I had jury duty a couple weeks ago, and I spoke to a friend of mine who had jury duty, and she was on, I might have mentioned it in the show, she was on a murder case,
mm-hmm,
and they had to find him guilty. It was a fight.
Right.
He got put into a fight, and he hit the guy and killed him. He was just defending himself, and this friend, Sam, was like, he was defending himself, but the law says if you get into a fight and you kill somebody, that's murder.
Right.
So, look. You know, the big problem with alcohol, of course.
He needed a better lawyer.
Yeah, well, it was the law was the problem. So here's the deal. I don't want to ask you. Have you ever been in a fight since you've been an adult?
I was in one, a knockdown, drag-out, rock and roll party in the street as a high school junior. Other than college, maybe messing around. No, not really.
Yeah, it's interesting,
really,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Typically know when to back down.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in one, kinda.
Right.
It was the shortest fight ever. I was skiing. And
skiing.
Yeah,
hit him with a ski?
Well,
or
no.
You impaled him with your pole.
Well, that's what
that
she said.
That sounds kind of interesting, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
That's coming up tonight on the Playboy channel.
How Scott impaled a guy with a pole. A guy? Stop it. No, what happened was skiing with the family and my girlfriend at the time. So my two girls and a girlfriend. And this guy was coming rocketing down the slopes out of control. He couldn't stop himself. So he's coming right at one of my kids. So when he came,
he was out of control, meaning he was scared himself.
He didn't look particularly scared. He was just whoa.
He didn't know any better.
Couldn't do anything about it. Okay. He was ignorant in the techniques of stopping himself while on a slope,
which would be on your butt.
So he was humming down it. I saw him coming, and I looked. Okay, hold on. I'm not really good at geography or geology or whatever that math thing is, but I'm looking at there's my daughter, here comes fucking Speed Racer. That's going to be a problem for me or for her. So he came down and I put my arm out to push him aside. And it was a fist, that kind of thing. So he saw the fist.
Right.
And so I stopped him so I saved his life, actually. And he got up because he saw me put the fist out. And so he came right at me.
Right.
Just came at me. And I'm like, wow. This is a new one. It's been a long time since I've been in a fight.
Right.
We'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Because I am, if nothing else, a lover.
Sure.
Not a fighter.
Absolutely.
So he came at me, and he goes to lunge at me, and I grabbed him, and I put him in like a bear hug where his head was down here.
Right.
And I just put his head in the snow and tried to smother him,
basically. Yeah,
and it worked.
Oh.
He
died.
He couldn't move. And then, people came around and broke it up, and the ski patrol came around and broke it. And that was it. That was the extent of my fighting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, but if somebody gets hurt, but that's the thing. You didn't start the fight. You didn't mean to punch the guy. You were trying to stop him from hurting your daughter.
Right.
So you're doing what any good dad would have done.
But here, you just got to be smart.
A disaster.
Because there's a lot of drunk people here who just, there's two kinds of drunks. There's happy drunks and fuck-up drunks. And happy drunks are fun people. And the other guys are just, they're looking for a fight. They're slapping asses and kicking and pushing and doing this kind of nonsense. Then they're everywhere watching. Of course, the big problem, of course, is DUI. And they are serious about that here. They are not messing around. Just because you can walk on the strip with a beer doesn't mean you can drive in Vegas with a beer. They're two very different things. And not surprisingly, you might be able to argue that the cops here in Las Vegas are pretty well trained to find drunk people since they're surrounded by them all the time on the strip, so Metro specifically. So, okay, I would like not to have a DUI lawyer. Because that's expensive and that fucks up your life. I would like not to get personal injury. What else? Well, if you do go to jail, parole. Now, you might be able to get bonded out, but it depends on what you do. You might need a lawyer for that.
In talking to a friend of mine who is an attorney about DUIs in Las Vegas, I asked him, I said, what do you think? He goes, it's very simple. He goes, we're talking specifically about Las Vegas. He goes, if you think there is any question at all that you will not pass the field sobriety test, you don't take it.
Yep.
You just refuse to take it.
Yep.
You'll lose your license for 6 months, but you won't have a DUI on your license.
Yep.
If you think you're going to pass the test, then go ahead and take it.
Yep.
But if there's any doubt
that
you think you're not going to do this thing, then you just take the license suspension and move on.
Yep. And so I'm not condoning drinking while driving. I do understand. I've heard that. My dad was a lawyer for a while, and he said the same thing. He also said that if you do feel like you're going to do it, you should hyperventilate before you take the test. Mm-hmm. That helps a little bit. But, if you're a 0.9, if you're a 0.1, hyperventilating ain't going to do shit. You're drunk. You shouldn't be driving. And by the way, there is no statistics on this yet, but I predicted that because of Uber and Lyft, DUIs are going to go down anyways here.
And there's still stupid people who come into Vegas. Let's face it. Vegas is full of whether it's locals or tourists that come in here and just lose their mind. And people just don't make good decisions.
Yeah,
and they're all over the country. I mean, just look around. But
And knowing how many people drive here, much more than I thought originally, that's the problem.
And people here are, I want to say maybe the right word for it, but a lot less conscientious about each other than they are. It's a very me town.
Mm.
So if somebody runs you over, in the line to get to the club, they're not looking back to see if you're all right. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody's on the street and they hit you, more than likely that person's going to keep going.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of hit and run stuff happens in this town too.
I think that's super interesting to say that. There's a certain level of anonymousness when you come here.
Right.
right? You don't feel like anybody knows it, so you misbehave. You act like a douchebag. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot. And that's the kind of stuff that gets you in trouble. By the way, that happens for driving, too. I've said this before. In Las Vegas, it's legal to tint your windows to black, which means you can't see in. And I believe part of the reason why people drive like shit is because they know you can't see them. So there's like
problem is they can't see you either.
Well, that may or may not be true, but the fact is there's a anonymity? Is that the word? Yeah, anonymity. There's a certain level of anonymity that when you're driving, you know you can't be seen. You're kind of like, fuck you, I'm just driving. Yeah. And they're probably doing this. You can't see that either.
That's the anonymity horror show. You know, the other part is, and I was talking about this with a buddy of mine a couple weeks ago who's in from out of town. And he called me up and whatever, and he says, oh, I had a late night last night. Blah, blah, blah. And we actually talked about this kind of stuff. We were having lunch, and he goes, I can't act like this at home. I can't do this. I go out and have a blast and go gamble like crazy and go out and just get schnookered and come back to the hotel room and just pass out for whatever and go do it all again. I can't do that at home.
Yeah.
People know who I am.
That's exactly right. Now, we're getting, obviously, a lot of people in the live chat talking about this, and I actually have to disagree with my buddy Ted. Ted says that he thinks that a 0.08 of blood alcohol is bullshit and that you're not
drunk.
I think
it's a little low myself.
Well, I don't know. We have an alcohol detector kind of thing that Melissa bought, and we did a test on that, and I will tell you that 0.08, I shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
There's no question I shouldn't be driving.
You might feel good in certain spots, but what it does is it slows down your reaction time. And that's the biggest thing. When something jumps out in front of you, you're not able to react the way you normally would. Now, the interesting thing to me is what's going to happen if Nevada gets, if we go to the marijuana, if it gets legalized.
Yep.
With Colorado, one of the unintended consequences is now you have another ability to drive under the influence of something. Now it's either alcohol or other things. And then the testing for that, and you know what's going to happen. I mean, if Nevada has legalized marijuana like Colorado does, first of all, the hotels will love it. The tourism will love it. It's going to go through the roof.
The restaurants will love it.
Yeah. Domino's will love it.
Yeah, right.
But it's going to, people are going to be coming here like crazy now. Forget about gambling. They're coming here to get their weed, and it's going to be monstrous. You're going to have people from all over the world now with another reason to come to Las Vegas. Come out and get their ganja.
And that's a very nice segue, the way you just did that, because the other thing that happens here when you come here is you do just what Brett says. Oh, I'm going to get high.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do a little ecstasy because I'm at the clubs and boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. I need to have that. Or I'm going to do a little crack or whatever. And let me tell you, kids.
You say a little crack whore?
A little crack whore, and I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
That's, we're both thinking the same thing because we're both old. As young people.
Jimmy cracked whores and he didn't care.
And he went to jail. And so, look, here's the other thing that you could do because you're a bad boy, and that is drug trafficking on either side. So you could be buying drugs, and that'll get you in trouble. Or you may come here and go, oh, I got a little bit of extra weed.
Yeah.
Maybe anybody want a joint? Oh, yeah, sure, I do. Oh, what's your name? Well, as soon as I buy it, I'm Officer fucking Bob.
Right.
You exactly. And I are going to get that. So, you know, have a drink. Have a drink on me, for that matter. But don't do drugs here because they are serious about making your life crappy if you do so. And then finally, under the section called A Sexy Time No Good, other ways that you can have a lawyer visit you or be with you after your trip here in Las Vegas, of course, is this is the number one place for quickie marriages.
You fall in love in about 2 seconds
Chloe and
one
Phil,
of those crack whores.
Chloe and Phil fell in love. Of course. By the way, he was engaged to get married while he was here with
somebody else. Oh, no, he's a polygamist. He's trying
dick.
To be.
What he is a dick. So
he's trying to be.
So Phil came out, and you know, Phil's a God bless little example. We probably saved him from hiring a lawyer for his quickie divorce. Because if you're going to have sex with Chloe, who's 21, in the big bubble, you're probably not as committed to your fiance as maybe you should have been.
It's an embarrassing trip home.
Yeah, it's a rough drive.
Yeah.
Or flight. Flight,
and you get back home, and you realize that your fiance and her older brothers and family have
a gun
defaced your life.
Yeah, defaced is not the problem. I'm not worried about defacing.
Whatever. Yeah, your job. That's the other thing. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, if you are gainfully employed and you come here and run into trouble, you might run into a lot of trouble back home, too.
Right. You might get a lawyer from your corporate who says, Hey.
Yeah.
Excellent coverage. Very nice picture on the front of TMZ. Congratulations on that. I hope you have a great career. We're going to have to ask you to sign this little letter right here, which is your separation letter. You violated the ethics rule that we had you sign.
The morality clause.
And so,
which specifically says you will not have sex inside the Link in Las Vegas.
Right, and the reason why we said that is because it happens more often than you might have thought. So first, quickie divorce, quickie marriage. Look, or quickie marriage, quickie divorce. If it's good enough for Britney Spears, it's good enough for everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the first tattoo I got.
Is that what it is?
Not for Britney.
Goes all the way around on the side, up and down on the side.
I'm losing some weight, so it's
only stretched out a little bit.
Fuck, I am.
It was.
So, if I might say this about this, let love bloom, let it blossom, let it be a fever blister that lasts a long
fever
time
blister.
Before you actually pop it into marriage.
Your weekend in Vegas is just a weekend in Vegas, but herpes lasts forever.
That's right, and that was actually in the live chat. But here's the other thing. It actually could be under the bad boys. You got to be careful. Sexual assault, that shit happens here. I bet you every night.
Oh, good Lord.
Sexual assault happens here in the clubs, around here. And again, one thing you'll know about, you've probably heard about Metro Cops, and you haven't, we'll tell you now, they are not to be toyed with. If you are doing things that are clearly a problem, they will fuck you up. They will stop you in a second, and they will make your life extremely unpleasant. And they, by the way, they're not really into debate. Now, I've had the opportunity to debate one, and so don't, this is a dwim. Do what I mean. Do this. Don't behave like I did. By the way, it wasn't a threatening environment that I was in. But if I had, bumped the guy, or if I was drunk and causing a problem, I would have shut the hell up and yes or no, sir. So, be cool about that. Of course, that could lead to a restraining order, another reason to have a lawyer. Either you could have a restraining order because you got in a fight with a guy, or you're a gal and somebody was trying to hurt you, or you fly back, you're Chloe, and you don't want whoever to be around you anymore. All of those things can bring in lawyers.
Yeah, it's funny. We remember last year when they were having all the protests and people were blocking off highways and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do remember that.
In all the cities across the country. Yep. I kept saying to myself, I want to see somebody try and do that. I want to see a group of people try and stop the flow of traffic on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah.
And my feeling is the sheriff would come out there and go, okay, folks, here's the deal. We got a really big detention center. It's very, very big, and there's room for all you bastards in there. Hey. So here's your choices. Number one, get the fuck out of here. Number two, if you don't want to get out of here, here's a van. We'll happily give you a ride into our restraining chair at the Clark County Detention Center, where we will just leave you there all freaking weekend.
Oh, by the way, you, sir, you're pretty. You're going to really have a bad time there, or a possibly good time. I'm not sure which way you're going, but this is not going to be pleasant for you.
It just wouldn't happen here because they would be just like, no, you're not shutting down Las Vegas Boulevard. I don't care what happens 1,600 miles away. It ain't happening here.
Yeah.
We get paddy wagons. We'll pick you all up. We'll scoop you up, and you'll take a ride downtown.
Yeah.
And you can explain it to each other in the cell.
And you just think about it. I mean, if you look at all the cities here in America, what city, there's probably one, two, three cities that come to mind that the police see some of the worst behavior ever, constantly.
Yeah. New Orleans, here.
Four. New Orleans, New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And high quantities. I mean, you can be in bad, low-income places in Cleveland, for example.
Sure.
I mean, same kind of deal. Chicago is another one. Okay, so there's about 20. What I'm saying is Vegas, is not very big from a size perspective. We're only, 2.5 million or so versus, say, 14 million in L.A. But we see some pretty crazy behavior.
Well, you have 100,000 hotel rooms here.
Yeah.
And let's say the hotel rooms are filled at 95% capacity. So there's 95,000 hotel rooms.
Right.
And each hotel room's got, let's just say, two people in it.
Right.
Now you've got 190,000 people, 190,000
right.
Who are now here for the weekend.
right,
that aren't any ties to Las Vegas, that right, the police don't know anything about, that they're going to be trying to gauge these people.
Right.
And then you got a new crop next week.
Yep.
And the week after.
Yep.
And the week after.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there aren't too many towns that balloon by
that's right,
a couple of hundred thousand people.
So I'm doing the math. It's about 15%. Yeah.
Every weekend of the year.
And actually, it's more than that if you just talk adults, which are the guys who do all the bad stuff. So it's probably a 15% per year, per week increase in our regular number of people who live here.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I actually never really thought about that. So, again, we're just trying to tell you, I'm sure all police...
Just come here and have fun, but don't be stupid.
Don't be a dick. And then finally, wear a raincoat.
No glove, no love.
Because the final lawyer that you're going to deal with is probably a paternity suit. And you don't want to deal with those lawyers, because those are also divorce lawyers probably. And they are nasty, nasty people. I've dealt with them. Didn't like it. Actually, I didn't have one on my side. But the other one, not my favorite person.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so that's it. That's your buddy Scott and Brett, making sure that you don't go to jail. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Ski. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com. Do it. Now it's time for Listen to Even Little Scott. He's the boy to the world. He's the girl. Now it's time for Listen to Even Nowhere. Living in Las Vegas.
Grammy should hire me. I was going to say, that was a Grammy worthy. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
I thought it was better.
Well, the Grammy rock category this year now includes Scott Whitney, who sang the
his listener
email jingle is better than the lady and her Alabama Shake Me Downs.
Okay. This is a part of the big show.
That was Mississippi Burning.
Listener is that email, what it was going? Like, where, was it? Please, for the love of God. Listener email part where you send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq. @livinginlv.com, and we will answer any question you send it. And if we don't have the answer, we will simply make it up. As we said in the song, I will read from the boys, and Brett will read from the girls. The first email comes from a girl.
A girl. This is from Christina. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. In the last episode, you mentioned several times that if you have sex in the windows of your hotel room, you cannot be seen. That was you saying that. Furthermore, you mentioned that the Aria in particular, your viewers must know to avoid an embarrassing situation that you, in fact, can be seen from the Aria. How do you know that, Christina? Because
right,
the
stop,
Aria.
Stop. So this is what freaks me out about that email. Well, yeah. I couldn't read it because I know Christina.
Yeah.
A sweeter person I've never met.
Well, Christina is the one who plays the music for her baby.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Sweetest person. Yeah. Smart, intelligent, I met her. Lovely.
I met her.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's talking about having sex.
She says, because the Aria is a crescent shape, the rooms with windows on the inside of the crescent are all angled so you can see into several people's rooms, and it is quite close.
Stop. Christina, we're just going to ask this one time. How do you know that?
Most other resorts have a flat front. Not Christina. Or only slight curves. She's got plenty of curves.
Okay.
To avoid this issue and would be okay for what you are suggesting, but not at the Aria.
Stop. When you file your sexual harassment suit, please file it against Brett, not me.
Continue. She says, P.S. Brett, I was listening to another podcast on my drive and they were talking about the radio shopping show.
How about
very
that?
Cool. Thought you would want to know. Well, thank you, Christina. That's very nice that that podcast to be talking about us. And I agree with her because... we've done this before. You can see into other hotel rooms. And again, we were talking, we never got any legal scholars out there. But if you're actually having, let's say you're having sex in your hotel room.
Safe.
On the bed, curtains are open at the Aria and people are looking in there.
Safe.
It's safe.
Because this is a reasonable man state. So a reasonable man would expect privacy if you're on your bed having sex. That's reasonable man. However, if you're standing in front of the window,
and now the sex got rough and fun.
I may have suggested last week.
Right.
May not have. Hard to say. We can go back and
you suggested 50 times that you're okay. And I'm telling you, you're not okay.
What I'm saying is, if you do that standing in front of the thing, that is public.
And you're
And I said that. You have no reason to believe that you are private. So a couple things out of that. I'm disappointed that Christina is having sex.
She's got two children.
I don't want to talk about that.
You think of the Immaculate Reception?
Let's
twice?
Say that. She's a religious gal. Okay. I would like to think that that Jesus touched her. and I don't know.
You stop while you're ahead.
I probably should.
Yeah, you should.
This one comes from, our next email comes from Stuart. Vegas bucket list. Here's my question. Do you guys have a list of to-dos in Vegas, i.e. things that you've wanted to do for some time but have never quite got around to it? Your Vegas bucket list, in other words. Here are my current top five list. Ready? First one. The steakhouse at Circus. I have heard so much about this place and how it is a pearl among the kiddie swine that I really have to try it. Have you been to that place?
No.
Hey, Stuart, I know you pretty well. Stay the fuck away from that place. I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, oh, this is one of those secret golden steer, great steaky places that you kind of have to be on the inside track to know. I went to that steakhouse at Circus, and it was crap. It was not good.
People love it.
Yeah, people don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, maybe it's gone downhill. How long ago did you go there?
That was about 3 years ago, five years ago. It doesn't really matter. Here's what they're
good
doing.
Rep.
It's a level issue. So if I go into Circus, and I walk around going, holy crap, why did I go in here? Oh, I know why, because valet is still going to be free. That may be your reason. But then you go, oh, I'm going to go to the steak place, and you think, well, steak place is here. Yeah, it's a relative thing. It feels high, but if I took that steak place and put it in, say, Aria, it'd be down here, and any of the nice steak restaurants in Aria would be up here. So it's got the dark wood. You know, they've got the white cloth. It looks nice. It plays the part, but it's not quite there. There is many, many better steak restaurants. I will say there's about 50 better ones. All right, next one he said is the El Loco at Circus, which is the new theme, Circus. I love thrill rides. I could combine this with the Circus Steakhouse in one visit. I'd recommend against nothing. Now, I hear that this El Loco ride is supposed to be muy bueno.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the Adventure Dome?
I've been to Adventure Dome, yes.
Have you been on the roller coaster there, the previous one?
Probably, when the kids were small.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was, you know, I just kind of walk around and...
It's the Adventure Dome.
It's the Adventure Dome.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you're more than anything, you're just paying attention to where your kids are going.
Right. Everybody looks slightly burned or putrid because of the purple lighting.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest lighting.
That's true.
I know. Number three, he wants to go to Tournament of Kings at Excalibur.
Well, it's the one place in town where...
Who could resist dinner plus a horse show inside of a castle?
And you could also call the waitresses the wenches, because that's what they are.
Right.
Your wench is bringing your food to you.
Wench, bring me my beef.
Yeah, the problem is it's all, we're watching you drink, by the way, but that's beside the point.
Well, so. You could have done that.
Yeah. The problem is it's all, you know, it's a piece of chicken slabbed over to you with a salad over here and a drink, and you're kind of eating, because you're sitting in like movie theater type seats.
Yeah,
and you're kind of eating on a small little... slab,
yeah,
like a counter,
yeah,
and then the show starts.
It's catered by the people over at Circus, by the way.
it's kind of fun to do.
Oh,
do it once.
So I've been to
it
the
once,
original
be like
one.
The,
I've been to the original one in Anaheim.
Yeah,
it's a kick.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, it's completely a kick. It's funny. Oh, kill off you, kill off you, fashion.
Have you been drinking?
I'm just
too much.
That's what happens when you're a king. When you're a king, come on, slay, dude, slayer thing. Next. He wants to do Slotzilla. The top level, Superman line. Once you walk all the way down Fremont Street, who wants to walk all the way back? Can't argue with that. Are you a...
What is it? Slotzilla.
So that's the zip line.
Oh, okay.
There's two levels of zip line at Slotzilla. There's the one where you sit and you go from 4th Street to about, I think it's 3rd Street or 1st Street, one of those two. And then there's one above it that you fly like Superman and it goes all the way down to Main Street.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. One's $30, one's $40. Are you a zipline person?
I've done the zipline once across the Colorado River, and it was fun. I've ziplined a few times.
You like it?
Did it up in Utah as well. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
I've never ziplined.
Yeah, it's not scary. It's kind of fun.
I like to do the Superman one. I agree with that one.
Ooh, a real quick story. A friend of mine today, Okay, he's in South Africa.
Yes.
Guess what he did today?
Zipline.
Nope.
He saw a bear, a zebra, a lion, a zebra.
How about something in the water?
A alligator.
Nope.
A boat.
Well, he was on a boat.
He saw a boat with.
It was something
a snake,
great. Something great in the
a
water.
A great white buffalo.
Yeah, he went swimming with great white buffaloes today.
And
would
right
you
next,
ever go swimming with a great white shark?
Great white shark or a great white buffalo?
Well, the buffaloes don't exist. So in the water, in the ocean, he went in the cage with great white sharks.
Yeah, that's.
Would you ever do that?
Fucking ridiculous.
I'll show you the picture because it's like,
would
whoa.
You?
I don't know.
Here's the problem with that.
I don't know, but it was like, wow.
Here's the problem with that. First thing.
I guess we'd find out if the sharks liked human feces.
Well, sure.
So I don't know. Well, if they
what are you doing down there? I'm chumming with my ass.
Exactly. Here
because I'm scared to death. This thing's going to kill me.
Here.
There's a couple of problems with that. Oh, yeah, that's just stupid. Now, here's, yeah.
I don't know if you can actually see this or not. But this is in South Africa, a buddy of mine today. Come on.
There's so many problems with that. First of all, if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to do it in South Africa.
Well, he happens to be there on a vacation.
Yeah, I know where he's there.
Yeah.
But of all the things that you want to do, I'd want to do it in a place that seems to be first world versus third world. So,
well, he's in like Cape Town.
I don't care.
He's not like in the middle of.
I don't
whatever.
Care. So here's a problem. I'm relying on somebody's cage to keep me safe. That seems stupid.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. An animal whose job and whose sole job is to eat shit. That's all it does.
What does a shark do? It swims, and
then it eats stuff. Yeah. It doesn't even stop swimming. It swims and eats and swims and eats and probably has some sex occasionally. And then it swims
and
eats.
Do they ever sleep?
Fish have half a sleep.
Half a sleep.
So they have to keep swimming because they have to have the water keep flowing through their gills.
Right.
So they can't stop, otherwise they would drown. Correct. So they have to keep moving. So they have a sleep, but it's a different kind of sleep. It's not like you and I sleep. It's a different kind. Well, thank you, Marlon Perkins or whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah, it was it. Bingo.
And then finally, he would like his last of his to-do list is Mount Charleston, especially when there is snow. Snow Vegas. It's even more groovy than I think about it in my head. Have you been to Mount Charleston?
Yes. Part of Mount Charleston?
Have you been in the snow?
I have been up there in the snow. My daughter goes there every year, goes sled riding. Loves it.
And did she go to, it used to be called the Las Vegas Ski and Snow Resort. Now it's called something different.
Oh, I didn't know it changed their name.
It changed their name.
They typically
year.
Go over to Lee Canyon and just find an area to go and just go sled riding.
Yeah.
And do that.
I've
been there so long that back when Mount Charleston had a golf course at the hotel, it was a 9-hole golf course that surrounded the hotel.
Really?
Yeah, which was kind of cool.
Kind of cool. The most fascinating thing about Mount Charleston is it's a mountain. It's got pine trees. It's beautiful, and they've got the lodge up there. I've not done the skiing up there. I keep hearing it's kind of small, and I know we used to go like Bear Valley and Mammoth and those. So it's a Kirkwood. So I'm afraid I'm going to get up there and go. Bleh. And I also really hate cold stuff. All right, time for real quick stories. A couple of real quick ones here. Spent, like I said, this weekend over in beautiful Newport Beach. Did we just say something about Newport Beach? It's about 4 miles. It's about 4 hours away from here, a little bit more than 4 hours. I got to tell you, that's a pretty cool drive for what goes on down there. So that's Melissa and myself up there right at Newport Beach. And then we went to a restaurant.
You're at sundown.
Just at sundown, exactly. Okay. Right. Look at you. And how about that for a cool bar?
Yeah.
That is a place called 21 Ocean Front. It's where we had a couple of drinks and had a really super nice dinner there and hadn't been there. So I recommend both Newport Beach and, of course, the 21 Ocean Place. It was a shit show of a weekend. I had a bunch of family stuff I had to do that I didn't like. And I may talk a little bit about some of the issues of elder care and how to manage that because I am knee-deep in dealing with elder care. I decided instead of having a complete nasty bummer experience, we were going to go to Newport Beach and just kind of chill out a little bit.
That's cool.
International visitors to Las Vegas.
Okay.
We have them.
Yeah.
Guess how many?
A lot.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not thousands. Well, probably in the last 2 days, I'm going to rattle off some names and I want you to do the accent for those names. Ready? Canada.
Well, Hater, how you doing, everybody?
India.
Ooh, thank you very much.
France.
Pepe Le Pew.
United Kingdom.
Oh, the UK? Well, let's see. Yeah. Oh, Jelly Ho.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, thank you. Finland.
Oh, Finland.
Let's go with that, because I don't know what you said, but it's not a very Finnish. Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. I don't get myself in trouble for being a racist. Oh. Hombre, come on, Holmes.
Come on, Holmes. That was actually...
Burrito, nacho, taco.
No, that was what you just did was East L.A.
Born in East L.A.,
I just watched... what's that movie with... Training Day.
Okay.
What a good movie.
That was... Denzel Washington?
Denzel Washington. Yeah. What a great movie. All right. Continue on with our visitors in the last 2 days of the Living in Las Vegas show. New Zealand.
Oh, well, like the Aussies with a little shrimp on the bobby, but it's not quite the bobby because that's over the Australians. So
Pakistan.
Oh, they're just like the Indians. They're over on that side.
Czech Republic.
Oh, dude. Well, they're very, that's a very romantic kind of thing, the Czechs. Especially the girls. Mm. So they're kind of sweet, a little Frenchy.
And finally, Indonesia.
Well, that's more obviously, thank you very much. yes, thank you.
That's the different countries that have been to our site in just the last
been to
day.
Your site.
Yeah, to our website.
Oh, not okay,
so I can check who's been on our website.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. And it's been all so I've been like again, Canada, India, France, UK, Finland, Mexico, New Zealand, Pakistan, Czech Republic, and Indonesia in the last day or so.
Did you hear about the guy that I didn't get a chance to write down this real quick story. A guy is suing I think it's Golden Corral because he ate approximately 50 to 80 pounds of food at the buffet.
What?
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
Not eat it all.
Not at once.
He was there for 7 to 7.5 hours, and they finally told him, dude, it's free. Please go home.
Yeah.
And he's come back and suing them because it didn't say. But if you go to an all-you-eat sushi bar, all-you-can-eat, it usually says in 60 minutes or 90 minutes, it's $30. And
it's
all-you-can-eat for an hour or an hour and a half or something like that.
So. You ever been to a Golden Corral?
Not in a long time. It's like a Ponderosa kind of thing. Yeah. It's like a
Sizzler.
Sizzler, yeah.
Yeah. If Sizzler was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck to both of those guys. He should be ashamed himself for being at Golden Corral for, let's say, more than 15 minutes because he was looking for instructions on how to get somewhere else because that place is a shit show.
Well, I'm not sure it was.
And by the way, there's one of those in Effingham. Okay.
Golden Corral?
Yeah. Yep. All right, chat questions. We live to do, if nothing else, answer questions from our live chat people. This is an opportunity for people in the live chat to ask us any questions that they want. We've got a couple, three actually. Our first question comes from Mike Q, longtime listener, big fan. Mike writes, do you think the flyover connector that has been proposed by Clark County would happen? In other words, from the airport to the strip. And Brett answers...
I'm not sure what he's talking about. What are we talking about?
So he thinks there's going to be, or there's been a proposal where
I'm reading it right this second here. Let me just pull this up.
Okay.
It says, Clark County Public Works is continuing to upgrade the I-215 airport corridor. Phase 2 of the project will provide the following operational improvements. Construction of the new direct flyover structure for all eastbound travel from the airport connector, so to Henderson. Widening of the existing off-ramp from the eastbound 215 to Warm Springs. They're already doing this, by the way.
Well, he's
widening Warm Springs.
He said from airport to the strip. So he thinks that there might be... So, hey, here Mike, is, if you're in there...
Here it is. And widening of the southbound airport connector to westbound 215, including an auxiliary lane to exit at Las Vegas Boulevard. Phase 1 was done in January. They would be widening the southbound airport connector...
Yeah.
Which they already are. Yeah. They're already working on this. To the westbound 215, including the auxiliary lane to exit at Las Vegas Boulevard.
That's not what he's saying. What he wrote was something from the airport to the strip itself. If you're on here, Mike's going to be looking it up. Look it up. I'm going to let you come back with that because my take on that is, initially, if you'd asked me that, say, a year ago, I'd said there's no way it's going to happen because of the taxi authority. They are big and powerful and strong. They have since been... hurt.
But if you have your own car, what doesn't affect the taxi thing?
Well, so I
talking about the amount that they're taxing.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point, too. Actually, that's a great point. So I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a direct drive your own car there or if it's more of like taking the existing tram and moving it into the airport. So I don't really know exactly what you're talking about. Mike, if you can come back while we're doing this segment and let us know, that would be great. Okay, Danny has a two-part question. Danny wants to know, part one, What is the best golf course in Vegas?
Well, there's probably five that are top notch, and you kind of rank them all 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E. Several of them are private. So do you want me to tell you? You know, you've
private,
got to.
So give me private, the best private one, and the best one that anybody can go to.
Shadow Creek is probably the highest rated golf course.
And where
you
is
can
that?
Play. That's in North Las Vegas. That's the former Jewel that was built by Steve Wynn. All it's right. Owned by the MGM. You have to be a big player at the MGM to be able to play there.
That's the only way to get in.
Yeah, you have to stay at the MGM and pay $500 to
MGM
to
or
play.
Wynn, you mean? It's the Wynn, you
MGM.
Mean? MGM. MGM.
No, it's the MGM.
Oh, they own that. I thought Steve Wynn
so you got to stay at
the
MGM properties. No, Steve Wynn is part of the sale. Then there's the Wynn Hotel, their own golf course that they have, which is very nice as well. Private Southern
what's
Highlands.
What's it cost to play the Wynn?
Probably
one.
$400.
Okay.
And typically you have to stay at the Wynn. That sometimes that changes depending on the time of the year.
Okay.
Private Country Club in town. I would probably say Southern Highlands or Lake Las Vegas. Those two are South Shore. It's called. Those two are spectacular properties.
So Lake Las Vegas recovered because didn't it go brown for a while?
Yeah, the good thing is the Country Club is still open, and my favorite golf course in Las Vegas is now reopened. That's Reflection Bay.
Is that?
Which is there at Lake Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
It's a spectacular golf course.
Really?
It's a little pricey, but it's very, very nice.
How much is that price?
You know, this time of the year, here we are walking into the best time of the year to be a golf to play golf in Las Vegas. So
right.
The prices are going March 1 go through the roof.
Right.
You're looking at probably $300 or $400 as a out of towner to go play these courses now, and even the crappy courses are going to be charging you $120 to $150.
What would you pay as a local?
I'd have to check. I just got one. I just got an email from Rio Seco, a nice course in Henderson, for $59 to go play. It's a very nice course.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you're looking for. There's courses that. You know, if you like to play the deserty type courses, I don't particularly because they're annoying.
Yeah. Because
you're spending too much time in the rocks looking for golf balls. Yeah. Even if you hit a good shot, you get a bad bounce and a bad break, and suddenly your ball's in the rocks, and it shouldn't be. That drives you nuts.
What's the most affordable? Now, I'm going to actually add to this. She asked her second part, what's the most affordable golf course in Vegas? Most affordable, good.
Yeah.
Golf course.
And that's like I played one this weekend that wasn't, it normally is in good shape, but it wasn't. So I'm not going to recommend that one. You know, Angel Park probably gets the most talked about, most played from locals, but I wouldn't. It's affordable. They have two courses, and it's a nice facility.
Location?
It's off of Rampart and Summerlin Parkway.
Right.
That's where they are.
Yep.
I'd say TPC Canyons. That's not overly priced, and it's a challenging golf course, a public course. Very, very nice.
Location?
In Summerlin.
And what about TPC Summerlin?
That's a private country club.
So you can't get in there.
Unless you're invited by a member.
Oh, really?
Or if you're a member.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bears Best, another excellent golf course, Royal Links. Huh. Bears Best is in Summerlin, Royal Links across town off of Vegas Valley up north in the northeast.
Okay.
It's a Billy Walters establishment. That's a great golf course. I love Royal Links. Very, very nice. I actually almost got killed there at Royal Links by my son. He was able to get out of
it.
Did he
try to run you over by a golf course? Well, how about that? Oh, my God. That's... Yeah.
I never told you the story?
I think you did. That was one of your very first RQSs, I believe.
There's a lot of really nice ones. Dragon Ridge is very nice.
That's in Henderson, right?
Deep in the heart of Henderson, yep.
If you're a tourist and you want to do a golf course that's moderately priced, relatively close to the strip, where do you go?
Las Vegas National.
And where is that?
Off of Desert Inn over behind Sunrise Hospital. On DI between Eastern and Maryland Parkway.
So on the east side.
That's the closest to the strip without costing you an arm and a leg.
About how much would that be?
That's probably about $100 for a tourist.
Okay. And
it's the old course. It used to be in very good shape. It probably still is. I played there several times. And they used to host the PGA tournament. It was one of the stops on the PGA Tour when I was here back in the day. Yeah,
okay.
So it's very nice. It's a traditional golf course.
Okay.
Traditional track.
And finally, Mike wants to know, will Gail be broadcasting on VVN? Gail, I did a Gail is a Vegas Video Co-op member. This gal is 80 years old.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you something that was super interesting. So she had a co-op session this last week, and that's where the picture came from. And so she does a show called Bible Talk with Gail.
Right.
And she's got a syndicate or a radio deal in Utah that she's, you know, I'm helping her create content for. And, you know, this is so interesting. So she's 80, which means she was about 7 or so in World War II. And we did 2 episodes during her co-op session, and the first one was her experience in World War II.
Cool.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. We don't know shit about suffering.
We've had Holocaust survivors come and speak at our Rotary Club, and you're like, wow.
It's so interesting.
Oh, it's amazing.
So, for instance, did you know that, first you said, there were no men there during that time. They were all, in war. Right. They were all deployed. And so she said it was just kind of weird looking around and not seeing. Man, can you click on that link that Mike put in there about the flyover? And we'll see if we can address that real quick.
Now, she's from the States, or where was she from?
She is from California.
Okay.
And she said that was weird. There was no plastic back then, right? So all toys were metal, and most people didn't have toys because all metal was going to the war.
Right, right.
And you know what one of the defenses that we used to prevent planes from flying over our country was? This was crazy. Dirigibles. So they took big balloons, dirigibles, and all along the coast, they floated them up high with wires holding them in place. The thinking was if a plane came in low enough to bomb us, they'd run into the fucking blimps.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I have never heard that before. And she said that was common. So fascinating. So she's got a ways to go to be a great broadcaster, but she's from her storytelling process, man, she's got some great stories. It's just a matter of connecting it with the overall theme of her show. But I don't really think that the VVN thing is what she's going to do. But if she gets better and better at that and she wants to have that conversation, we will certainly have it. I mean, I would love to have her if she got to the place where it'd be a good fit for the network because it's fascinating. Were you able to find that?
Okay. A proposed elevated expressway that would link McCarran with the Strip received positive feedback Tuesday. $200 million project would alleviate congestion on arterials such as Koval and Paradise, according to the director of public works. They said the project would involve building two elevated one-way expressways above existing roadways. One would go from the airport to the Strip over Swenson and Paradise.
Yep.
Off-ramps would lead to Tropicana, Harmon, Flamingo, and Paradise. Interesting. So that one's going north and south, basically. The other would go from the Strip to the airport over Koval and Tropicana. Going east and west, traffic would use on-ramps from Koval, Flamingo, and Harmon to enter the elevated expressway, which would provide direct access to McCarran.
Well, Koval's north and south. Tropicana's east and west. What is
right,
that?
But so is Flamingo's east and west.
Right.
Paradise goes north and south.
That's
a little confusing.
Yeah, it is.
They said, I think it's a magnificent way to move traffic, according to Commissioner Mary Beth Scow. He told me to scowl. I really appreciate your out-of-the-box thinking. We'll see what happens. The county has about $25 million set aside for widening Koval and Paradise that could be diverted to the project, but another $175 million would be needed. Interesting. Because, if you build the stadium that they're talking about and where that is, it's directly across the street from the airport, directly across the street at Paradise and Tropicana.
Oh, you mean the one for the one that, what's his name's talking about?
For UNLV and potentially an NFL team.
Yeah.
That would be right there as well. There's actually a couple of little videos here, but I'll see if I can figure it out. But Koval already is kind of elevated, right, going across Vegas Boulevard?
No, Koval is a street is just east of the Strip, so that's where Ellis Island is on Koval.
It would have it up in the air going over the top between the casinos. Yeah, interesting. And then it kind of flows down. So it kind of be like the monorail, except be a road above the monorail. Like if you look at the monorail right now, it'd be kind of like that, but with a road above it.
So
it'd be like the Bay Bridge in San Francisco.
Yeah, which was a sweet, sweet thing in 1989.
Yeah, as long as you're on top.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. And even that was a little scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not really awash in money right now. So I'm not sure where they're gonna come up with an extra $200 million of public works funds.
Right.
I'm not really clear exactly. I wish I had a map to see what this thing looked like.
I'm looking at it. I see what it's interesting.
Can you show me what it looks like?
Yeah. Hang on, let me rewind it back to the front here. This one here. Is it going?
Yeah.
So that'd be Koval. Kind of going.
Koval.
Yeah. So you see it running on top and running you out.
So it's no stopping. That's so basically the question is, it goes to Koval to where? It's going on top of Koval, no stop signs.
Right.
So it goes to the airport.
It's like the DIR material.
All right, I give it to him. Yeah, yeah. Now, so that was brilliant.
Yeah.
$200 million. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot.
Well, that would give you probably an additional 4 or 5 lanes going across. And the biggest thing for folks who don't need to dick around with the strip, you're not having to dick around with the strip. If you want to get off and get down the strip,
be strictly for an airport play. I mean, they're not going to let you off until you get out the airport.
Well, they have multiple exits. You can get off at Koval and Paradise, and it says you can get off at several places. You get off at Swenson. Tropicana, yeah. Harmon, Flamingo, yeah. And Paradise. So you got 4 places you can get off.
Yeah, but what's the value of a flyover if I'm stopping, if I have to stop, unless I can fly without it being stopped?
Off ramps.
Well, okay. I guess I'd be all right. Yeah.
At some point, the road's going to end, so you got to get off somewhere.
Well, you get off at the airport or where it starts.
Right.
That's the plan. All right, so here's what I would say. Oh, God, somebody just said toll roads. Man, there are so many.
We don't do that.
We drove through a thing. We were going down to Newport Beach. We went to this thing that had a toll road, but you didn't stop.
Right. You got like 6 seconds to pay the fine. Otherwise, they charge you like $100, just so you know.
Fuck. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And but we're like, I don't know. I don't see the toll. Where do you go? No cash. Well, how do I know where to pay? Well, apparently, I just visited that.
Website, yeah. You got like 24 hours to pay.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Excellent. No, it's actually 5 days.
Okay.
I remember seeing a sign later. It said, you got 5 days to go to tollroad.com
or something.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And if you don't do it, it's like $25.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Awesome. Believe me.
Great.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
From personal experience.
Yes.
Outstanding. So I don't know. I mean, it'd be a great idea. It's, you know, right now we're just trying to be able to, you know, nobody's gambling as much as we want them to do. So we're all kind of hoping that people bring in more taxes and money and stuff. So we would, on behalf of the Las Vegas Convention Center and Authority thing, please come in and spend your money so we can build a flyover over Koval. That's right. Never drink on me. That's right. All right, it's time for Have a Drink. I mean, this is part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar or a pub or saloon that I've been to. And if you can guess the correct name of that place, you have a chance to win stuff. Really? Win stuff? That almost never happens. Oh, it does with you, you hot little monkey. What might you win?
We have fabulous prizes as we unlock the vault, including the fabulous Vegas Video Network visor in black. Also, great original music, including good Jazzathon, Upside Down, and Backwards, like the Beatles, plus Crisp Acoustic 1 and 2. All right. Or you could have a drink on Scott today. Again, for the third week in a row, he's drinking Stella Artois.
I bought 400 Stellas.
Yes.
Thank you, Brett.
Who doesn't like the Stella?
And Brett, if I wanted to send an email to actually play a part of this, where might I send that email,
my brother?
You should
send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Now, there's multiple ways to win, of course. If you send a correct answer and we pick you out of the hat, that's one way. Of course, if you send us a picture that shows the Jazzathon or Crisp Acoustic CDs in the wild, like, for example, let's say you're in Russia, and you can show it to me. Or maybe you're about ready to have a baby through immaculate conception because she does not have sex. I will not have it. Then that might be another way. Then you can, of course, be a part of this as well. But here's the magical thing. Holy camoles. There's a good chance that if you win, and you win one of them their visors, you become a part of the Galaxy of, and this has gotten a lot bigger. We got a couple more last week. Okay. Galaxy of Gods. Oh, the wrong son of a bitch. I'm going to do that right, or I'm going to shoot
1
myself.
1 hour and 4 minutes. And
come on.
Push the wrong
one out of an hour. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The Galaxy, as opposed to Gallery of Gods. There's Glenn. Glenn is in 16 degree below 0. But there's Jimmy 2G's. He'll kill you. He's got a lawyer. There's Rob. There's Rob. And there is our friend Stuart in Russia. Look out! The Roskies are going to shoot you! There's Binky and Bud, whose talk show was on, but it was canceled. Craig has been all around. There's Michael, there is Scott, and there's Shanna Chan. There's Alan, you may have thought, where is Alan last week? I'll explain it, there's his better half, that's Aaron. There's Pops, who can't be trusted. There's Sammy, who had to convict somebody of, oh, what a bummer. There's Scott and Jackie. There's a woman whose baby was brought by Jesus. There's Fred's dad.
Hi, Ben.
There's Todd. There is a dog and Wayne. There's Mike. Look out! There's Danny. And finally, there's Brett.
That's me.
Whew. It's a lot of work right there. I don't care who you are.
Well, it's getting longer and longer.
It sure
so
is.
Part of the problem.
Yeah, a huge galaxy of gods. All right, let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. Boink. There it is. We had 21 entries, 20 of which were correct.
Wow.
20 out of 21.
Wow, pretty
That's
good.
About 50%. Can't beat
That's
that,
pretty
right?
good.
It's pretty good. Last week's winning bar was the Monkey Bar.
Oh, the Monkey Bar.
That was not a monkey sound.
That was, no.
It was a macaw. Did you know that?
No, it was a macaw.
I don't know if that was a macaw.
Yeah, it probably was.
That was a monkey bar, and that's a picture of the monkey bar. Let's take a look at some of the people who provided entries. Ready?
Let's get ready.
And again, if they're in the live chat, they get a second entry, and if they've sent either a picture or a video of the Vegas, of the Gajazzathon CD or Chris McCusick, or they use the video to provide their entry, they get yet another. Ready?
Excellent.
Tom Yu. I believe Tom Yu is in the live chat. Double check. There he is. So one for Tom for a correct answer, one for Tom for being in the live chat. Next up, we've got Mike Q. Incoming.
Mike,
we know Mike's in there because he's loaded. He's locked and loaded, as the kids say. Gary Rumbar. Gary, who's also known as Mr. Testy. He's actually calling himself now Mr. Testy, on behalf of Brett, I apologize for using that term. Sorry.
Okay.
And my guess is he's actually watching. And the reason why I say that is because when we did last week's show, he was among the very first responses to last week's Have a Drink on Me. Yet he was lurking.
Is he in the live chat
he's not,
this week?
He's okay. not telling us he's in the live chat.
All right.
But he may be watching as we speak. Awesome. Michael Snow. Bing, bong, bonk. I think Mike might be in there. Snowman. I don't see him. Oh, sure. There he is. Chicago Snowman. There he is. So that's Michael Snow. Get him out in there.
Doing it.
He's doubled up. And then we've got Jimmy Gallagher. And Jimmy Tungies. We know Jimmy's in there.
Yep.
Jimmy is a recent winner. Let's take a good look again at what Jimmy looks like. He looks like a reasonable young man, and yet the truth of the matter is you don't want to mess with that guy. He's one of those guys you look at him and go, two things. First of all, friendly enough, he's got the Vegas Video Co-op logo behind him, so he's easily confused. But nobody tells him that because he's Jimmy Two G's, and he'll shoot you.
Yeah.
All right. Steve Rhodes. Steve Rhodes, actually, is actually from the UK, I believe. It's a little bit too late for him. We've got Chandilly Lays in a Bunny Bays in a Bunny Way. Chan.
Oh, Chan.
She's in there.
Hello, Chan.
One for Chan, or Shan, and one for...
he screwed up your name again.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Shan.
We've got Monica Fagan, often known as Binky. Binky has taken a break from the live chat because she's got a restraining order coming our way.
Oh.
We've got Christina V, who, of course, is the Immaculate Perception.
She went from the Immaculate Reception to the Immaculate Conception to the Immaculate Perception. Very good.
Yeah, I'm a rhymer, but I don't know. Yeah. All right. We've got Kevin Whip from Connecticut, or Canada, if you will. I believe Kevin is in there. It's Canadians aren't really allowed to watch stuff.
Yeah, I think the money issue is...
That's right. Their internet
cost prohibitive for him to watch it.
No question about that. Yeah. Craig Daughtry, who is also a recent winner of the Big Show. He's been here longer than I have. There's Big Craig. Very, very nice gentleman. He's in there. Boink. Next up, Penny Gregory. Now, Penny sent in a picture, but she included the same picture that she has sent previously. That doesn't count.
No, okay.
You have to have a new picture.
All right.
So she gets one entry for that, and I actually sent her an email several days ago saying, hey, Penny, if you could send us something new. And she told me to go fuck myself.
Go!
And, which I thought was
that is rather
uncalled
rude.
For.
Yeah.
And
it's
I
my
will,
job.
And as... That is your job. Steve I, the wise guy. We know Steve I's in there in the live chat. He gets to double his pleasure, double his fun.
All right.
Now, you may have remembered that I said Steve Rhodes once before. Rhodes, he was in the UK. I'm putting him again, and the reason is because I forgot him. Here's what Steve says. Boink.
Steve said, grand show this week, gents. Missed me last week, I guess, maybe because it had a picture in the email or that it was just ignoring me. Maybe I need a funky nickname or something. I'll have to work on that. Either way, here it is for this week. It's the Monkey Bar at the SLS.
That's correct.
From Steve in Kinver, Black Country, UK.
That's right.
Less than 80 days to go.
He did send a picture. Have you ever heard of the term dick pic? Didn't really want to see that there. So, Steve, I appreciate your enthusiasm. And, yes, I think circumcision is, you know, your own right to choose. I'd rather you not send me those kind of pictures ever again.
Good God.
There's a chance that that may have been a lie.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. Now, you may have remembered from last week as well that Alan Perry did not have an entry.
Correct.
Alan always has an entry.
Right.
There's one for last week because I screwed him up. And here's this week's Alan, and you may read. Well, I'll read it. Here's what Alan says, because there's so much stuff here because I've screwed it up. Here we go. Let's see. All over the place. First of all, episode 251, Monkey Bar. Like other listeners in the show for episode 250, my name didn't make it into the hat, so I'm forwarding last week's response below. By the way, great show. Who doesn't love sex in public? Well, nobody.
The police.
And then, there you go. And then last week he wrote, the bar was for Lily. That's correct. I have to say, Haddam segment in the show gets better and better every week. I love the clues for this week's bar. Scott, do you do such a great job of putting this segment together for the show? Thank you, Alan. To me, the listener-viewer contributions to Haddam are one of the highlights. The creativeness is off the chart. Bob, Pops, and Danny work so hard putting their videos together. So I say thank you for making living in Las Vegas so much fun every week. You guys are the best. And except for you, Brett, who's doing the nodding off nonsense while I'm trying to tell a loving story.
No,
so,
that was,
of course,
no, that
they
was,
can't see you, exactly. But I can see you, and it's affecting my ability to read lovely
things. I was reading something else, and I was just
kidding. You are a
lying bastard.
You, lying bastard. And to you, Brett, thank you so much for a great, that couldn't be to Brett, because he was being nice, and you don't really deserve anything nice. I look forward to everything. And then he wrote this week.
What did he say to Brett?
Quit being so mean to Scott. So to you and Brett, thank you very much for a great podcast. I look forward to every week. And then this week he wrote, you guys talked about the possibility of a listener meetup. Aaron and I will be in Vegas over the Memorial Day holiday from Friday, May 27th through Wednesday, June 1st. I'm blowing a bunch of Marriott points to stay at the Cosmo. Oh, that's kind of nice that they're connected. So my dates are pretty firm. I had to plan way in advance to get reservations. And we would love to participate in a meetup. I hope we can make it work. Again, this is Alan Perry from Prescott, Arizona.
Let me see what he said about me. And,
he said you guys did a good podcast.
He said, Brett, you are awesome. You should be running for Mr. Universe.
So you push the buttons, Brett. I wish that I would try.
Well, you'd have to tell me where they are.
Here, basically. There. Over there. That's okay, nice. Next up is Aaron Perry.
Aaron.
That's what Aaron writes.
That's the other guy's wife.
That's the other guy's wife. Yeah, well done. Good call on that.
The answer is Monkey Bar. As Al mentioned in his email, we'll be in Vegas May 27th through June 1st. We'd love to get together with all you guys and buy you a drink.
Hey!
Let us know if you'll be in town, if that works, with your schedule, and we'll set something up where we'll be staying at the Cosmo.
Look at that.
That is from Marilyn Munster.
If nothing else, that's right.
She was Marilyn Munster.
If nothing else, we'll have a meetup with just you and me and the Perrys.
Yeah.
Because they're very nice, and they really want to meet us.
That's cool.
Or hang out, which is great. Okay, next up. Next email is from Glenn Santa. Glenn is actually in the live chat. So one for that.
And one for this.
And one for this. And Glenn writes.
Boink. Another one.
Hi, Scott. Left out Brett. Well, clearly just a mistake. This week's bar is
like
Monkey Bar at SLS, another place I pass a lot, but actually haven't been there. As promised, here is a picture of me. And as promised, I will remind you what he looks like. There's Glenn. Here's a picture of me wearing my new Vegas Video Network visor added to the slideshow. Slideshow? It's the Gallery of Gods. We don't call it a slideshow.
What's with the hoodie? Doing his Trayvon Martin impersonation.
I had just come in from shoveling snow. It's minus 16 degrees today. I can't wait for my April trip to Vegas so I can warm up. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, hopefully, wherever he's coming from,
can you imagine
we'll warm up
living in somewhere? Well, you probably can. Living somewhere where.
Well, I don't understand really why people are bitching.
Right, because you're there.
Well, it's February. It's not like it's snowing in July. It's winter.
Look,
you're expected to have winter.
Let me just say this about
so
that.
Yes, it's 16 below zero. Not every day, but
oh my God,
a couple of days.
It just seems insane to actually put up with that kind of weather.
Well, but that's where their job is. That's where their families are. That's where they love it. Some people love winter sports.
Okay.
Outdoor activity, snowshoeing.
Some people like water sports, but they don't brag about it. Thank you.
Have you gotten the pool yet? 81 tomorrow. 81
Yeah, but
tomorrow.
Then the day after tomorrow, it's going to be
70.
Like, fuck.
70.
All right, here we go. Our first video. We've got three videos. Not three. Three video. First video is from the auteur. Clearly, Brett's famous auteur. It's Danny.
Danny.
So here I was getting ready for another episode of Niche to Profit here on the Vegas Video Network. And lo and behold, here we go again. This time it's Crystal Acoustic, CDs 1 and 2.
Okay, this is getting old. You're killing me with these fucking
in the
jokes
Goodwill store.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
You look at her, she seems innocent enough. Mm-hmm. But nope.
What? 99 cents? What the heck is going on?
Okay, here's the other thing about being funny. You don't laugh at your own joke when you're making fun of me. It's hurtful and it makes me cry. And that's the kind of thing that leads to me getting arrested. Okay, it's good.
I asked the checkout clerk, do you know who this Scott Whitney guy is? She goes, no. But you know what? The CD covers, they're really pretty.
That's what I'm looking
for. Hey, I looked around and there was lots of monkeys in the store. Seems to be we're on a monkey theme this week. Hey, my Hatamancer would be the... Oh, wait. This would have been a better clue, just FYI. But you might not have wanted to use that because of that embarrassing episode.
All right, this picture right here.
Okay.
That is...
She's turned into
Bob.
Creepy. That's very funny.
That looks pretty creepy to me.
You won't talk about that. Hey, Simeon...
Wait a minute.
Look at
What's
that.
What's going on?
Look at that.
You make a kind of a cute monkey.
Well, she got me in the unshaven. You in your traditional pose.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
You got to make a, we're both wearing glasses.
You've got a Peyton Manning forehead.
Oh,
not sure what's going on with
the
forehead.
Has to do with monkey, which leads me to the Monkey Bar at SLS. Did you know they have an outdoor patio area? Might it be something you should have included in last week's Living in Las Vegas episode?
Does that look like a brand new place that no one has ever visited? It's the worst picture ever. Come to the Monkey Bar, please.
What's with the mirrors?
Because it has its comfy couches and secluded atmosphere.
It's horrible.
Hey, what do I know? Hey, I'll take that drink now. Oh, wait, first, you have to pick my name. Okay, pick it. See you next week.
You know, right,
obviously,
sounds like
audio difficulties.
You know, so she sounds like a heavy metalhead.
Yeah,
all right, here we go. So one for Danny for putting it in there, and we've already put two more in there. So Danny's got a triple threat. I already owe her a drink, by the way. Here's our next contestant. It's Gene the Poppin' Machine.
We got a couple
of pops. Hey, kids. It's Valentine's Day. Took my baby on a road trip. We got a nice hotel suite right above the casino at Treasure Bay in Biloxi. Got a dozen red roses on the bar. Got a bottle of champagne. And of course, a jazzathon. Mm. You simply can't be romantic unless you've got the right music to set the mood.
That's right, baby.
When it comes to romance, Pops is not old. Pops is experienced.
Seasoned.
And yeah, wait
I
for
forgot
it.
Forgot about the plate of chocolate-covered strawberries. I told y'all I was good at this stuff.
I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
It's the oncoming train.
Wait for it. Okay.
He's in there. I put him in there.
Twice?
Twice.
Boink. Three times. And then finally.
Good job there,
of
Popper.
Of course, our auteur, the auteur. It is his graphical magic that is on my Facebook page.
And mine as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Popper's good.
Let's hear from Bobby.
Hey, guys. This past Sunday, it was cold outside on Valentine's Day. 9 below 0.
Fuck that. Where?
Here's the video. The entrance to the SLS hotel falls under the category of what were they thinking?
What the hell is that?
What the?
Is that for real?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
First of all, I want to thank Bob for doing everything he possibly can to put copyrighted material into my stuff so that people go, yeah, yeah, no, you can't really do that. Thank you, Bob. You're killing me, Smalls. You are...
You're killing me, Smalls.
The monkey bar at the SLS Hotel is not a very large bar. It has pictures of monkeys and gorillas on the walls. If you look closely, you may see some people that you know.
There we go. There it is. So that's that's pretty good. I'm not sure I understand why everybody thinks that we are suitable for monkeys. I think that's mean-spirited, and I think they don't love us the way they say they do.
Pops, nice, John. This one's for you.
I threw Pops in there as well.
Oh,
that's funny.
You guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
All right, you put two in for him, and there's one for them. All right, here we go.
Good job, guys, all three.
Nicely done.
They're all stepping up their game because Bob has put down the gauntlet.
Bob will not be toyed with.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Has Pops inserted our faces into anything yet? I don't believe he has. So now Pops has got to step up his game.
Not publicly.
Enough with the chocolate-covered strawberries, Pops. We need to be able to do that. Here's our winner.
I'm sure he's done something, but, you know.
It is a previous winner.
Mm.
It is the most mispronounced name in the history of the podcast. It is Shen.
Shen
is the winner.
Shen till he lays in a funny
Shen.
Day. Shen, you win again.
Congratulations.
She's won once before.
Shen.
She took, I think we bought her a house, which I thought was sweet of us.
We did.
Now nice she gets to have either a visor.
I think she got a visor. I believe she got the red one. I thought she did.
Oh, well, she's on there. Yeah, I think you're right.
She's in the Galaxy of the Gods.
She is in the Galaxy of Gods. Where is she? No, she has a black
one. She's already immortal.
She's a black like my heart. So that's Shan right there. She wins again, which tells you that you know winners can win again. That's how we play. Okay, let's look at this week's Have a Drink on Moi. Boink. There it is.
Okay,
here we go. Clue number one. It looks like you might be able to get yourself prettier by going here.
Uh-oh.
It looks like you might be able to get yourself to look prettier if you go here. Hint number two, four words, nickel fucking beer night.
That's always my favorite.
Hint number two, four words, nickel fucking beer night. And finally, hint number three, given hint number two, it's clear this beer is not in a casino. Hint number two.
This bar, sorry.
It's clear that this bar is not in a casino. Okay. You're saying that we've used this before? I don't think I've done this one before.
Well, I looked it up.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
If you have the answer for that, you're going to send your email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Thanks, everybody.
82. We're under.
Attaboy. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so by sending an email to onourq@livinginlv.com. Again, onourq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, instead of picking up your phone and actually spending money, which you actually don't have to do anymore, but let's say you don't want to do that, all you have to do is go to our webpage, click on the little red tab on the right side, and then click on the little box that pops up where it says start recording and leave us a voicemail. Hey, check us out on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Check us out on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Share us with all your friends and family. You can also find us on Roku, where we have over 31,500 folks who have subscribed to our channel. We're also on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV, Google Play, which has just started getting off the ground, and of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott. That there is your friend Brett. We will see you guys next week if all goes as planned. And with that, I say unto you, adios, mi amigo. And
adios.
Thanks for watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Pick it.